try to hear this. Very, not here. Take here. Oh, I am Gurudev, I am hearing. Why you are telling so many times? Bring a glass of water, my dear Radhanath Prabhu. Hearing? Yes, Gurudev hearing. Oh, Radhanath, bring a glass of water. Gurudev, am I deaf that you are telling, repeating? I know and I have heard. Radhanath Prabhu, go and bring. Oto, you have not told before. And there was any water there kept for anyone, and he went and brought. Oh, from where you? Is it pure and to take or not? Oh, I don't know. You wanted water, I brought water. Or this and that. In all round, it should be pure. And always try to know the aim and object of your Gurudev. If you are not knowing, fully not knowing, that you are not disciple yet fully. There is something like a real devotee, a real disciple. He knows what Gurudev. Gurudev has come from anyone, any place. And his lips are dry. And anyone, oh, gives thanks. Why drying? He requires water. Oh, bring very good water. Oh, finding after. If sweating, then you should. And it is so cold, and you brought a very big pankha. Fine. We should not do. There were two monkeys like me. No? Two monkeys like me. And Gurudev was lying down. And the two disciples, like monkeys, they were sitting this side, that side, and massaging Gurudev's feet. Yes, like this. They are both fans. Massaging. After that, one was doing fanning. But unluckily, this side fan, or touched somewhat in the feet of Gurudev. Right. Then who was in right side, he became very, very what? Anger. Why you beat my Gurudev's this feet? Oh. And then he took that pankha and oh, you have done. Then he took his feet and, broke the leg. And then, oh, you have broken my Gurudev legs? Then he also, and Gurudev. What doing? And he was died. We don't like disciples like this. They should know the aim, the feeling of Gurudev, what he wants. A real Guru will not accept disciples like them. Reject. He will give a lola in his hand. Lola, you know? I have initiated you. Oh, take this. Some money, some reputation, something beautiful. Oh, girl, he will give. Oh, you should go. So we should try to know all these things. Then, after that, again, you should go. In the transcendental realm.
Okay. Again, Sri Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatani, Kanhala Chinakarya, Vajaloka Anusarataha. in the transcendental realm of bread, bread and heart.
This is the process that we can serve Radha Krishna conjugal. He has explained in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. And to this slok he is translating.
One should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associate.
Where you are reading? Yes.
In the transcendental realm of Brajbhagavan, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna.
Like if Raghunath Das Goswami like a disciple, and Rupa Goswami pure devotee, Shiksha Guru or any. He is with Rupa Goswami. How he should do? What Rupa Goswami has idea to serve Krishna? He should follow. In what process he internally serves? Conjugal. Rupa Goswami serves conjugal, but he is in one side. He has much more affection for Srimati Radhika and thinks that Radhika is my Swami. And what does Raghunath Das Goswami? He follows. Tavai vasmi, najivami tvayabina, iti vigyaya rad, kangnaya mamacharya. Or Sri Rup Manjari Prathita Pureshman, punsah parsh, nai pashyasi iti bimbadari khatama nagata bhartrikaya, yatte vadhai kimutu sukha. Very deep meaning. So always in all respect, he follows. Oh, like Raghunath, Rupa Goswami. So he has told. The method applicable.
This method, one should place under the direct guidance of a particular associate. And follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana. Sadhana means to Swami Maharaj has written here, spiritual practices while executed in the stage of bondage. So this method is applicable in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage,
and
in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is siddha purush or a spiritually perfect soul.
What is the meaning? Very important thing. Some tells like this, they have idea like this. Anyone in this stage of bondage, they should not take the name of Radha and Krishna and Gopis. Never. Otherwise you will fall down. You will deficiate from this line. Don't take. First be pure. And siddha perfect. And then you can chant the name of Radha Krishna conjugal, or you can remind the gopis pastimes with Krishna. He has told something else, not like this. And that is why those who are following this, they will never fall down. Never. Because gradually they will go up and they will have some taste gradually. And that is why they will never fall. Like a stream, they are going. Realizing more interest and more greed. And more taste is coming, so they will not fall. But those who will think that, first we should be renounced, giving all kinds of desires. We should be pure and siddha. And then we should remember that. Or we can hear all these things. I think that they are not following Swamiji. And that is why top to bottom, 100% they are going down. But those who are following this, they will never fall down. If they are telling that, oh, those who are chanting in the bondage stage, oh, on remembering the pastimes of Krishna, hearing even, oh, they are sahajiya. I will tell that first of all, this person who is writing is sahajiya. Who? Your Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami is sahajiya, father of sahajiya. And also Rupa Goswami. Oh, highest class of sahajiya, of sahajiya. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is, oh, sahajiya, more sahajiya. So we will follow sahajiya. No harm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And we want to be always sahajiya. Yes, like this. So, Krishna Das, Krishna Kavi Karanpura. So, we should try to realize all these things. Don't obey them. Top to bottom, they are fallen even. Who are from outwardly, they are not fallen down, but still. If anyone reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are reading the books of Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam, if they have not greed to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, no greed, no taste has come, that they should be rejected forever. We don't like to associate with them. So you should be in this class of Vaishnava. Reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will read, this will read, you will read, oh, certainly, a greed will come. But don't be sahajiya, khurasya dhara. Don't naked Radha Krishna and sell in market. Keep very secret in your heart. And you can discuss only with the devotees who are certainly qualified for this. And there, oh, Goyamakhyati Prichati. There, you should apply this. Goyam Akhyati and Prichati. This is most confidential thing. After that, what is written?
Now, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada is writing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravan Dasha, the stage of hearing.
Oh, very high class of things he has. They tell me that, oh, Narayan Maharaj, he is sahajiya. We should not hear him. But why he is telling all these things? He is telling everything, which has been told by Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Nilmani. And also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has, in the last of Jaiva Dharma, he has told all this. From there he has told.
Go. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha.
Always hear. Don't make any conclusion. Don't be guru. Don't think by uncontrolled mind. All the pastimes of Krishna. Here. Only here. This will help you. This is called Shraman Dasha. Then?
This is called Shraman Dasha, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing.
If you are hearing and in hearing Dasha, but you are always giving, oh, so high class, then you are offended. You should not. Some do. So they should be careful. They should not be.
By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called Bharandasha.
This is called Bharandasha. More higher. We can hear, but to bring this Bharandasha is very difficult. Oh, like give up your lust, I heard. Have you given? How many times, how much years will take? Thousand and thousand at birth may take. But you cannot give up your lust. Those who are doing like this, this is called Bharandasha. So how we can act without the mercy of Gurudev? Then?
When one attains this stage of Bharandasha, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha.
Very attached. Without Harikatha, he cannot live. He will give up his life. Rupa Goswami himself used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And he used to be overwhelmed with that. Anyone could not at that time, could not think of him that in what stage he is. When one is able to chant,
in ecstasy. So, when one is able to chant in ecstasy,
Rati.
He attains the stage of Smarana Vastra, the stage of.
Then he can smaran. Don't smaran now. The sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna in morning, evening, and all these things. Don't. First year, all these things. And all will come automatic. And then?
Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance.
Are the five.
Smarana, Dharana, Dhyana, Dhruvana, Smriti, and Samadhi.
Yes.
There are five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals.
Yes.
But later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted.
Now, if you are chanting, especially remembering your Guru Mantra in the morning. Like Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gopal Mantra you are doing. At once you will see that my mind is not here. Either you will sleep, otherwise your mind is here. And after some time, you search your mind very, and again forcibly you are engaged. At once, in a moment, you will see that it has come. Very difficult, but very easy also, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. When
remembrance is uninterrupted.
No interruption.
It becomes concentrated. And it is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi.
That is real samadhi. And more than this samadhi, gopis are always in samadhi. They are taking prasadam, decorating with Krishna, but they are in samadhi. You cannot imagine, even yogis cannot imagine how high class of this samadhi, Sahar Samadhi.
After Smarandasha or Samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position.
Oh, now he knows. And now he can engage that his soul in service of Radha and Krishna. Then no, lust will come. Mind will not go here and there. And then he is perfect. At that time,
he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna.
Hmm.
This is called Sampati Dasha, the perfection of life.
Well, there are so many things, but you should read and try to follow. Go, Premananda.
Gurudev, on text number 5, you said we should mentally honor even those who don't know how to properly honor pure Vaishnavas. But what if somebody is chanting and actually offending pure Vaishnavas?
No, not offending, but not giving respect. This is a stage. In that stage, we should try to help that Kanishtha Adhikari to develop his stage. That is the mercy of, that is the kripa of Madhyam Adhikari to Kanishtha. He should do. He does not know anything. If you're this little baby here making a stool and doing this, is this offense or ignorance? What should you do? You should throw out that boy or what? Never do. So we will have to think all these things.
Earlier, she was describing how grandfather Bhishma Dev, he was influenced by bad association. But also he's Mahajan.
Yes.
So he's really just showing.
He's Mahajan, that is why he's telling like this. That at that time, I was influenced by taking prasadam from the house of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan was serving. So I became in doubt, so many things. And I was not at that time pure. He has accepted himself, though he is Mahabhagavat. And he is Mahabhagavat in this sense, that he told truth.
Was he actually influenced, or he was just allowing the pastimes to?
Oh, he's telling that a person like me can influence by this. Then what to tell others? Go, Premananda.